Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Peter Granitz for The Wall Street Journal. The immigration rules governing the southern U.S. border have been thrown into disarray this morning after the Supreme Court yesterday allowed Texas to begin arresting and deporting non-citizens on its own, only for an appeals court to step in hours later and block any such state efforts. As it stands, the federal government is still the only power that can enforce immigration law along the boundary. A Fifth Circuit court hearing regarding the Texas law is now set for later today. Donald Trump's preferred candidate, Bernie Moreno, has won the Ohio Senate Republican primary election. Moreno is a businessman who has not held office before and who dispatched a candidate from the more traditional Republican mold. Matt Dolan was endorsed by Governor Mike DeWine and former Senator Rob Portman, and Dolan had been critical of Trump. Moreno will now face Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in November, with that Senate race expected to be one of the fall's most competitive. And the U.S. government is granting Intel the largest award yet from the $53 billion CHIPS Act. Up to $8.5 billion will go toward new factories and expansion projects in the four states of Arizona, New Mexico, Ohio, and Oregon in a bid to revive American chip making. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said the Intel investments will put the U.S. on track to producing 20% of the world's leading-edge chips by the end of the decade. As of 2020, the U.S. accounted for roughly 12% of the world's chips manufacturing. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares are broadly lower. U.S. futures are flat as investors wait for today's interest rate decision due out from the Federal Reserve at 2 p.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.